She's a very freaky girl.
Listen, we're all a little freaky and weird, Alex is saying, but so am I. Yep. My name's Joe. And of course, if you want to be on Freak Show Friday, a couple of ways to do it. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or slide into those DMs on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow, @joeandalexshow. Emmett, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show, and why exactly are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Hey, Joe and Alex, how y'all doing today?
Good. Oh,
good, good. Well, listen, you guys seem to like creepy stories, so I thought you'd enjoy this one.
Yes. Right?
I feel like I'd probably enjoy this if it was happening to anyone else but me, but this is, like, starting to really freak me out. I am dead-ass serious when I say this, too, I promise, all right? I think my hamster is a zombie.
Oh, I'm intrigued. I'm hooked.
This is interesting, because I had hamsters when I was younger. I had a bunch. Okay, they kind of got incestual and all died, but I did have hamsters for a while. I don't know. I guess they bred with each other. It was really weird.
Wait, I had a hamster, too. His name was Snowball, and he was 3 years old.
He lived a long time.
Yeah, that's like a long time for a hamster, and he had a little tumor. I felt so bad for him.
It's okay. Not a tumor. Oh, it was a tumor.
So what is the story on why you're at the conclusion now that your hamster is a zombie?
Okay, this is a bit of a wild ride, so hear me out, okay? I'm babysitting my 9-year-old nephew, and all of a sudden I hear screaming. And it sounds like a human screaming. Yeah, so I freak out. So I'm like, oh, what happened? What happened to my nephew? I run up. I'm like, what's up? I run upstairs. It's not my nephew. It turns out it was my hamster, Toby. My hamster's name is Toby. And what happened was my nephew opened a door and didn't realize Toby was right under the door. So he pinned Toby under the door and, like, dragged him, like, you know, 3 feet. Yeah. And Toby, I mean, I've never heard a hamster scream, but Toby sounded straight up human. And it's just like, piercing. It was scary. So that's already scary, right? I get Toby out from under the door. He's alive for a couple hours, but he won't move. He won't move at all. Like, he's breathing, but he won't move.
Aww.
I did everything I could. Yeah, I know. It was really heartbreaking. My nephew was really crushed because, you know, he thinks, oh, I did this. It's my fault. I'm like, no. You know, it happens. And then Toby dies. And he passed away, right? So I do what you do. I have to give him a little service. I even took my nephew out. I was like, look, this is what we do. We, like, sing his praises. You want to say anything? My nephew, you know, was just so distressed. I tried everything to be like, it's my fault. Don't worry. Dig a little tiny hole. Put Toby inside.
How deep was the hole?
I mean, we're talking like, maybe like a foot.
Okay.
That's good.
Alex would ask that.
I just want to know.
It's a legit question. Like, for people, it's 6 feet. For animals, it's smaller. Probably 6 inches would have been adequate.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So enough that it's not going to, like, a little dirt's going to move and something that's like dead body's going to be sitting there in my yard.
Here comes Toby.
Yeah, so, okay, fast forward now, right? 2 days later, it's pouring rain outside, which always, like, pouring rain equals scary. You know that, right? When it's pouring rain, something frightening can happen.
Uh-huh.
All right? I just pulled up my driveway after getting some groceries. I noticed out of the corner of my eye something moving on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Right? I think, like, oh, it's probably, like, you know, like, it might be a mouse or something.
A worm. It could be, like, an earthworm coming out.
It is Toby.
Shut up!
I'm not making this up. All right?
You said Toby 2 days later?
Covered in dirt. 2 days. 2 days. He's dirty, he's wet, and he's just stumbling around.
Emmett, it's me, Toby! I'm back!
Toby came back to life. Here's the crazy part. This isn't like yesterday. This was a year ago.
What? He's still alive right now?
Toby is alive.
Okay, no, there's no way that you're Toby, your sweet Toby.
I swear to you.
I could see a day later where you thought he was dead and you buried him. I mean, that happens with people all the time where they think they're about to be embalmed or dead and they're still alive. I do not think the mouse or hamster you saw is your guy, Toby, that passed away a year ago.
I think he would know his own pet.
Yeah. I would know that animals don't come alive except for in movies called Pet Cemetery.
Maybe he wasn't actually dead when he was buried.
Maybe not, because I dropped Snowball. I was trying to impress my cousins, and he just wiggled out of my hand. He dropped on the floor. My entire family, we thought he died. He did not move. We just put him in the cage. We were all crying, and I would say about an hour later, he woke up.
833 Joe Alex, if you've ever thought a pet was dead when it wasn't. So, okay, Toby, so in the last year, what has happened? Is Toby the same just normal, lovable hamster you had before? Give us the update.
Here's the thing. Toby is definitely different, and I'm telling you, you said Pet Sematary. That's what's freaking me
out.
Hold
on a second. Wait. I missed that. Hold on. Toby, hold on. You're saying you saw him. Wait, he's actually in your house now? He's a pet again?
Yes. Look, my nephew won't come over, all right?
I don't blame him.
He's so freaked out. Apparently, they've had to put him in therapy. He thought he killed the thing, and he's so distressed about that. Oh, then it turns out, hey, guess what? You've been introduced to death, and it's not real? I mean, what are you supposed to tell him?
This is not real. There's no way that this hamster is Toby. There it is. That's the answer to this question. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I don't think anybody else has a story, too, about where you thought an animal was dead, then it came back. Because if it's dead, it's dead. You know it's dead. Yeah. It's clearly dead.
Well, what kind of, like, so he's just back to normal? Or because you when you wrote the email, you said, I think my hamster is a zombie. And I feel like zombies are really creepy. So does Toby
like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, does Toby do creepy stuff?
Yeah, he doesn't run on the wheel anymore. He used to let me like rub his belly, but now if I try, he like kind of growls at me, like almost barks a little bit.
What?
And then also, this is the weirdest thing. All right, and this is the weirdest thing. If I'm like changing my clothes or you know like hooking up with somebody and I get naked, he just sits on his hind legs and watches me.
None of this makes sense.
I don't know what the fascination is. I don't know.
He probably hates you because you buried him alive.
I don't know. What am I supposed to do? I can't, like, intentionally murder my pet. I can't kill my pet. Because clearly, apparently death doesn't work for him either. That's scary.
Jeez. All right, Emmett, hang on. Let's continue Freak Show Friday. I actually have calls. I can't believe this. We'll get to those next. If you had a pet that you guys honestly thought was dead, but then miraculously it came back to life, like Pet Sematary stuff we're talking here, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. No. This doesn't make any sense. It's the Joe and Alex Show. We're talking to Emmett here for Freak Show Friday, who had a pet, or I guess I should say has. I'm still confused by the fact that he had a hamster, Toby he called it, that died. Or at least he thought it was. He buried it, foot in the ground. And over a year later, it just crawled out of the ground. It's like,
well, 2 days after the death, it crawled out. But now it's been a year, and it's still around.
Okay, that's where I was confused. I'm like, a year later, 2 days, I could see it. This whole... I don't understand this stuff. This is so damn confusing.
A year later.
You guys let me think it was the whole last segment. I thought it was a damn year.
No.
Still, 2 days is a hell of a lot to be dead and
been
alive.
After crawling out from underground dead,
all right, it's not
the
that
hamster's
much
been chat. Around for a year now as a pet, but he hasn't been acting the same. He's been weird. He doesn't run on his wheel as much. He stares at Emmett on his hind legs whenever Emmett's naked. He does weird things he never did before. And not to mention his 8 or 9 year old nephew or whatever, Emmett said, has had to go into therapy because he thought he killed his uncle's hamster and then it crawled out of the earth.
I felt bad for that kid. He needs to get over it because I once again thought it was a year the hamster was dead. That kid needs to get over it. He's being dramatic. Therapy is a waste right now. Emmett, are you there? Emmett, okay, you're there. Let's get to some phone calls here. Taylor, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. We're also got Emmett there too. What happened?
So we had a pet goat that we would let just run around our yard, and one day it got hit by a car.
Oh, that's not good.
So we put it behind the barn until we could bury it, and like a day or so later, it was in our yard just running around.
No. Oh my God!
Oh, hell no!
Goat zombie!
A car.
Nah, I'm back.
Goat
that
zombie.
Was freak- on the road all day, and then we got home from work, and we put it behind the barn, and then it came back alive.
Here's my question: did the goat have blood and everything on it too?
It had some blood on it, but it was like a huge goat, so it probably more likely hurt.
Do you think hypothetically here that maybe your mom or dad felt so bad because you guys had a connection with the goat that they got a new goat, and as a kid you thought all goats looked alike?
No, because I'm an adult and it happened like last year.
Oh, okay.
Listen to this tweet we got from Melissa Emmett. She said, I had a hamster as a kid that we thought was dead. My brother and I buried it in the yard.
No.
A week later, my mom backed over it with her car and killed it. It was running around.
Oh my God!
Then he died.
Nobody should put a hamster near those people.
How is
some
this
way
a
they're
thing?
Gonna die?
How?
Zombie hamster.
I don't know. We need to equip our military with hamsters. That way, like, we can send them into battle. They'll never die. We'll win any war. Send in the hamsters. All right, Emma. We got a few more people here that are just as interesting as you. April, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What happened with your cat?
Okay, so a neighbor of ours gave us a dog, and it come to find out when we took the dog to the vet, it had parvo. Well, a week later, our cat started showing signs. So, you know, I was sad, and so I went into the bathroom with the cat because that's where it was staying, and, like, was trying to comfort it because I knew it was going to pass away sooner or later. And about 2 hours later, I go to my mom, and I'm like, I think Midnight's dead. You know, she's cold. She's not moving. And my mom's like, okay. So she takes the cat, wraps it up, puts it in a bag, puts it in a box, and she leaves it on the back porch. And she's like, we're going to put this tray over it so no animals come in on the back porch at night and, like, try to get the cat out of the bag. And okay. Well, the next morning, we hear this noise, and my mom opens the bag, and the cat is, like, all slimy and alive.
What?
And it's not black anymore. It's more like a purple color.
And is it still alive, or how much longer did it live?
It lived about 2 years.
What is going on?
That. Okay, well, first of all, this is not that shocking to me. You said it's a cat. It probably had like 8 or 7 more lives left.
Oh, we should have got a veterinarian to call in or something, because I had no idea there was a zombie pet phenomenon.
Is that why the saying, too, by the way, cat out of the bag came from?
Oh, yeah.
No, seriously. From April.
Yeah, that's interesting. April, thank you. Let's wrap it up with Stacy here on the Joe and Alex show. This is a Freak Show Friday I just did not expect. Hey, Stacy, what's your story?
Hey, okay, so I was pet sitting my aunt's Chihuahua. This was like the meanest dog ever, like to be such a tiny dog. It was a little demon.
I have a Chihuahua. She's half Chihuahua, half Min Pin.
Yeah. So we have it outside and like the neighbor's dog comes over and it's a big dog. It's really lovable. But like the little dog just like freaks out, starts barking, going crazy at it. All of a sudden it goes into like this asthma attack or something. And it just like falls over, tongue hanging out of its mouth. It's not breathing.
No, my dog gets asthma attacks sometimes too.
So we didn't know that like this was a thing, so we just assumed that the dog had, like, a heart attack and died.
Oh, no.
So we call my aunt, and we tell her, like, hey, we just killed your dog. Like, I'm really sorry.
Awkward.
And literally on the phone with her, the dog just, like, jumps up and starts barking again, like, full anger mode back.
Well, how much time had passed?
It was probably, like, 20 minutes that it was laying there.
That's amazing.
Not breathing.
And it didn't wake up, like, brain dead or something?
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, like, the dog lived for another, like, I want to say it was, like, 6 years after that.
All Chihuahuas act like they have brain damage already because the way they bark and nip.
No, my little Chloe.
But you know what? Even if Emmett's hamster, Toby, wasn't dead officially, he was just unconscious or something whenever he did bury him, the burying of the hamster should have killed it because it would have suffocated him, right?
Well, unless there was an air pocket.
There could have been, like, air to get through in the dirt. I don't know how hamsters work, though, but
can they dig through dirt like a little gopher?
In celebration of Stacy's mom's or whoever's dog living.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the hamsters out?
Who let the dogs out?
Emmett, you are not the only one with a zombie pet. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe that this is like a phenomenon. I thought this was like some sort of thing that no one would have happen, but this is happening all over the country. I mean, are we like being invaded? What's happening here?
I know, robot pets or something.
Listen, guys, I'm being serious here, not to offend anybody, but miracles happen. Jesus rose 3 days later.
And Toby rose 2 days later.
Yeah, you need to go take him to church and celebrate, okay, Emmett?
This is good. This is Good Friday too. Today is Good Friday.
Yep.
God bless you and Toby Emmett.
Wow.
This is the Lord working in mysterious ways. It has to be. Everybody's looking like I'm going to hell for saying that. But that is Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show. If you want to be on next week, all you got to do is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com.